listened to, you haven't listened yet, but you're about to listen to Radiance by Design, Veronica Entwistle live on air with you. And hopefully you're going to be live on air with me. We're going to talk tonight about all kinds of things, but of course, tis the season to be jolly. And as I wrote in my little rebirth blurb, ho, ho, ho is the chant of the season. We could call it Om Namah, ho, ho, ho. I wonder if that's sacrilege. Anyway, we're going to talk about what it takes to rebirth. What is this season really? How could we take full advantage of it? And according to Carl Kalaman, C.J. Kalaman, and the Mayan calendar information, starting today, the 22nd of December, right up into January the 8th, it's a very volatile time of change. I can see myself smacking my forehead and going, oy vey, what hasn't changed over the last little while? But change is escalating, and you and I are trusting or hoping or praying or actually being involved deep down inside of ourselves with what we're calling the shift. And to me, the shift means bringing up our shadow self, our vengeful self, our angry self, and learning to make peace with not only temporary emotional reactions, but who we really are and the fact that we are and can be safe and loving with one another, and that we can move to a higher level of creating our reality. And what kind of a reality do we want to create? Do we want dog eat dog, man against man against nature, nature getting mad at man? Is that what we want? What is the shift? Do we want the corporate oligarchy to be stealing all the money and running off to the corner of the room going, ha, 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 I got you now? Or do we want them to melt and soften and have so much more distribution going on in the world? And what is it going to take to shift the human species so those things are made possible? I don't know about you, but I know in my world a lot of times it's about holding on to kind of the pressure of the moment, dropping inside your body and finding out where your anger is, what you're holding back on, what you're holding back on, and what are you deceiving yourself over, what is really true for you. And I really believe that if we are true to ourselves, I don't think we'll be so defensive and be afraid and wonder if we're going to be okay in the world or what. I really think things could change radically. And so how are you doing with the shift? How are you doing with the pot boilers of family over the holiday? How are you doing with, the art of giving and receiving? I did a wonderful interview with a very gentle woman on Paradigm Shifters the other day. It was on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And she's a musical, what did she call herself? A musical parenting expert. And as such, she said that it's great to soften things and to be singing and with your kids and so on, and I forget why I sort of wound into her. With rebirth and coming to terms with yourself, I totally forget why. In any case, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about rebirth and birthing your new self. Because every day we should be facing the reality of what we're holding on to, what we're denying in ourselves, softening ourselves, and becoming really in truth with the fact that we can be bringing through a much higher level of self. And that, to me, is what the nature of rebirth is. And as we do that within ourselves, we do it for the whole species. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to start, and with Jackie's show last week, which was kind of hard for me, I must admit that I got fairly self-conscious and fairly embarrassed, but I realized the value of it. Being self-conscious and self-protective is not a great tool for expansion and growth. But in any case, I went through that and I did expand and grow from it, but why I wanted to bring that up is because you and I have deep core beliefs. And that's what she brought up at the show last on ET Healing, or not so much Jackie, but the team brought up how we get inside of ourselves and we find out what our core beliefs are. And that tells us where we're defending ourselves, shutting down, pulling back. Because in truth, the shift is about becoming true to oneself in such a way that your soul journey can flow through life, creating a reality that is conducive, really, to flowing into the higher places that you want to present, rather than protecting yourself against the world. It's a really interesting concept. And I came up with some pretty interesting deep beliefs, like I'm not enough or I'm flawed. And then I was so delighted to get a number of emails from a lot of you out there who were saying, golly, you've got some of the same belief things that I have. And like, for example, I'm not enough. I can't have what I really want. I always come second. I'm not lovable. We have a lot of very, very deep beliefs. I'm not lovable if I haven't done 24 things to make myself lovable in the moment. We've all got some of these crazy things inside, and just getting feedback from you really made me feel glad that I had gone through that process on ET Healing, where I was, as Jackie's team said, the guinea pig. And as such, many of you felt identified with, if you and I can identify with each other and our defenses and help each other out of them, we really help the shift. Do you understand what I mean? We get in step with one another. We feel how we're holding back. We feel all of our defensive reactions, and we notice how that prevents us from putting our true nature, our higher excited dreams and goals out into the world because we're busy defending our position. I think it's really fascinating. So I'm a great example, aren't I? There I sat on global radio feeling a little distressed because I was being very vulnerable and my core issues were hanging out on all over the world. And so many of you said, those are my core issues too. Those are my core issues too. Those are my core issues too. Isn't that a fundamental building block or unbuilding block for the shift, for the way human consciousness has been running for maybe thousands of years? I don't know. Anyway, that's a long preamble, but let's talk about what the shift means to you. What would rebirth mean? For me, the rebirth would mean I would find those core beliefs that, for example, the simplistic one, and it can get much more intricate than this with me, and probably with you, but the one about I am not enough, golly, what could happen in rebirth if I can pull that up and dance with it? And when I began to see it at the show, or during the show, I began to see it, now I've done some of this work before, but this made it really clear, and as Jackie said to me later, the team doesn't just bring something up. They practically give you soul surgery, which means that it really came up in spades. And as I danced with it over the last week, I could see how I could be born again, using the term rebirth, into a person who doesn't really have that, into a person who can really see my options and possibilities with more and more enthusiasm. I'm not quite there yet, but it's coming up in me, and I get glimpses, A, and B, I get strong. Even though I'm a pretty good psychic, I would say, a pretty good intuitive, I don't always see everything in people. We have to have some focus and choose to see those things. But since that experience on Jackie's show, I really see much more easily in a lot of the people around me what some of their core beliefs are and how, like butterflies, they keep us pinned to some kind of big board of reality. You know, we're pinned there with our little wings flapping, but we can't seem to release ourselves and create the reality we want because we're tethered by or pinned on the board by some of these beliefs that we, using the word belief again, that we believe are really us. I'm not enough. No, that's not true at all. I really am enough, but as long as I have that belief in there, I'm pinned to the board. So let's do a meditation all together and dream and plan and foment some great energy through the fact that you and I, all of us listening to Radiance by Design, can share the motion that it takes on a deep, deep subconscious, superconscious level and with our guides and angels and so on to make a shift amongst our own little collective here. And remember, it always starts with me. People say, hey, it's not all about you. Don't be so self-centered. I go, yeah, it is all about me. Just as it's all about you, So let's get together and get all about me and really see if we can pull some of those pins off the board and let ourselves rebirth, let ourselves unfold, let ourselves come into the world with a renewed, I think I would call it innocence, maybe courage. Yeah, there's something kind of new, rebirth, renew. We're in the darkest time of the year right now, where the days of the daylight hours are the shortest. So as it changes, which is starting to get longer today, but it's only minuscule to me anyway. As it changes, we want to bring our light in sync with this season and the solstice. We want to bring our light into the world in a renewed way and be able to love one another and not be so maybe defensive, defending the fact that I'm not good enough and these other hidden core beliefs. I know Jackie and the team are going to talk more about that at 8 o'clock, so I hope you could stay tuned. But in the meantime, let's do a collective meditation and shift ourselves. Let's be the shift that we love to talk about. So everybody close your eyes unless you're riding a unicycle. Few deep breaths. And you know what, I'm going to do something that I always do when I give a session. I just want to say my little prayer, which is let's call in the presence of our guides and angels and of consciousnesses, the beings of light and truth, and that we be one in heart, one in the purpose and purity of our souls, and one in this vision quest. All right, and see above you, perhaps 2 miles, a golden ball, and below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball, and drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball, the waist high, drop a four-sided gold pyramid. We use gold because it's a very high frequency energy and it really has a lot of love and expansion to it. You drop a four-sided pyramid about waist height, maybe 40 or 50 feet out, and upside down, meeting it point to point, a matching pyramid. Of course, that one's a bit shorter because its point goes into the lower golden ball. So now you have an eight-sided structure around you. And inside of that, put a crystal ball. Good. And inside of that, a star tetrahedron, which is the three-dimensional Star of David. And inside of that, there you are. Now let's all take a few minutes and spin and spin and spin in our star tetrahedron, our Merkaba. Spin, spin, spin. Good. And then be looking at the screen, the magical screen in front of you. Spin and spin and spin and look at the magical screen in front of you. We're going to create a series of movies on that screen. The first one is you becoming what you'd like to be. Now, I'd like to be multidimensional, consciously multidimensional, being able to shift dimensions at whim. But the other thing, as we do this conversation about rebirth and about core beliefs, I want to be able to be free of a lot of the subconscious programming that have kept me kind of on these little tracks. Sure, we're getting somewhere, but it'd be nice not to have to quite go into as many potholes again, wouldn't it? And I would like to be coming from the heart. And then I see, and I'm often coming from the heart, but I like to just be coming from the heart at all times. And now I want to see myself in that movie, getting better and better at it, being free to absolutely immerse myself in that reality. And I can see it, and I can feel it, and I can really believe it, and I understand it. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're really lucky, underneath that, we'll find some core beliefs pulsing away, which I can do right now. But we won't go into that. So wrap that in light and say thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be back to that. And I don't know what it is you want to become. It doesn't have to be the same as me. But when you feel like you're getting there, wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now we look at the second screen. And on the second screen, you're creating a project that you really want to do. and in my project, I'm making a television show be very effective. Only I thought originally that I wanted a television show. It's morphing right before my very eyes. I wanted a television show that was in professional television. But now I think that the times are changing so much with media and media opportunities that I really want a television show that is in my heart and in my hands and really communicates with you between us, between our guides and angels, and in a state of rebirth and humor. I like a lot of humor. And I see all the pieces coming to create it. Maybe you want to create home and family, write a book, dance the dance. It doesn't matter what it is you want to create, but see it. All the resources coming to create it. And it's really fun. And you see it shaping itself like a big, beautiful house. Like a big dream. It's got sides and tops and bottoms and there's light in the middle. Good. And when you see it completing itself, smile and then say, oh, I see all the resources coming to keep it going, just to keep my dream going, to feed it, to clothe it, to love it, to inspire it. Just see all those resources coming. Excellent. Now wrap that in light. And now let's go into the Galactic Healing Center. And that's where you have your wonderful, wonderful realms of guidance, of consciousness, standing around your table, healing guides, standing around a beautiful table, a healing table. And the first person that come in and lie down on the table is you, or me. Remember, it's all about me. So lay down on that table and have these healing guides working on you. You may say, I need this or that, or you may say nothing. And see what they say to you. What will they do for you? Okay, I'm getting a wonderful pulse. What's happening with you? If you don't get any response at all, which I doubt, but if you don't get any response at all, call for an even higher consciousness. And when you really feel like they're moving energy through you, something's going on. It could take longer, but this is a one-hour show, so you better get going. Wrap yourself in light and move it over to the right. And now we have a fresh table, and our realms of consciousness, our guides and angels, our beings, stand around this second table. Good. And now we bring in some people. Who would you like to work on? I'm going to work on a young man who is struggling. He's a young boy, a little boy. And he's 7, and he's struggling with some deep, deep anger, frustration, grappling with what's really him. He doesn't know this consciously, but what's really him and what are influences that are making him feel either trapped or making him feel other people's feelings. And sometimes with children, well, probably with every child, but they take on all kinds of people's feelings and make them get very confused about who they really are. And you and I know how much work you've put in and I've put in to extricate myself from that very thing. So we're going to ask the team, this healing team, to work with this little fellow. Mm-hmm. And they're actually pulling out of his belly, which, as you know, houses the subconscious, and out of his brain, in the center of the brain and the frontal lobe. They're pulling all kinds of energy. Good. And this little boy likes that. Because in essence, he's a real high-frequency being, but he's getting clogged with the lower frequencies right now. Because he's living in the shift. He's embodying it, isn't he? Okay, so wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and who have you got in there? I'd love it when you call in and you can tell me who came in. And now I'd like to see this older woman comes in. She's much older, and she's in a state, she's in a quandary. She's feeling, physically, she has a lot of aches and pains. She doesn't have the money to go to the healer to that she's been to before that can help her. And she's under pressure with her kids. She's opening up and wanting to be more and more spiritually astute, but she's trapped by a whole bunch of kind of family issues. And I'm just seeing what the guides would say to her and about her. And she's just got lots of aches and pains without having any real issues, physical issues, although those are real, aren't they? Okay, so they're pulling, who have you got on your table? Anyway, they're pulling things out of her belly again, her belly and her solar plexus. What she did for power in her generation, she's in her mid-80s now, what she did for power is no longer going to work for her. Because if we go back into being who we really are, the kind of defensive acts that we did in order to be powerful have to be released, don't they? As Aravinda says, you have to stand naked in the eyes of God. That's right there. And so they're pulling, good. So they're pulling out of her power issues. They're pulling some of her defenses and leaving her a lot more light and naked. And I notice that her brain is adapting to some pretty high spiritual principles. So as they pull off some of the wrappers of her social acclamations or whatever, we see more and more of her pure self. Now we'll wrap that in light and they'll continue with her. So let's do some political stuff now. I really feel strongly to continue that we do pay attention to the world, the global economic reality, and how it seems that a part of the shift is that there could be a win-win global economic possibility. That's my dream, where people feel enough, even people in very, very high states of financial acumen, feel enough compassion that they make sure that all the people are helped and all the people can feel, fed. And that it's not about dog eat dog, it's about we look after each other and we look after the planet. So I see some of these people, and I recognize that sometimes for people in the really moneyed classes, sometimes there's a real desperation of achievement in that realm, just as there is in performance or anything else. And sometimes you don't get any peripheral vision. There's a kind of an intrinsic me self-preservation thing there to keep people in the status that they wish to maintain. So I have a compassion for that, because it almost doesn't matter what you're after. You can have some of that blinders thing. So I'm hoping that the blinders will come off a little bit because people realize the compassion, like the Grinch who stole Christmas. Suddenly, because of a little girl, he develops compassion and he gets Christmas back and becomes a much more well-rounded person. So I'm going to turn all these oligarchical money people into Grinches that have been healed. What do you think about that? And see that healing team nurturing the possibility in each being to awaken to who they really are and the love and the understanding they have for other people and for life. Good. I don't know about you, but I can really feel wonderful energy coming through. So now let's call in this very high frequency pinkish, salmon-y colored radiant energy and have it come down through the top of your head, fill your body, come out your heart, and then your arms and your hands, and see yourself flowing that energy to hot spots, to people, for example, that are in power. So Obama probably doesn't have as much power as those characters that are right behind him, the money beings that are kind of lobbying how the government should go. And let's just see that pink light of harmony, of compassion, of understanding, just infusing all those beings. That's right. It's like we're sculpting, isn't it? We're just sort of patting various people and places with these wonderful lights. And then I want you to take that wonderful light and take it to the various parts of the world that you know that people are suffering, and let's just infuse the Occupy movement. Let's infuse countries where people are starving and very, very sick. What is it? A seventh of the world is getting almost nothing to eat. All right? Let's just infuse it with those parts of the world this amazing light of love and compassion. And let's infuse the places where there are wars and bloodshed, violence, inner city places, financial harassment. Let's just send this kind of light to all these different places that you're aware of where many, many people are sick. And just flood the world with this beautiful, compassionate energy that you bring down from the downloads, the universal downloads through your body and out around the world. Oh my gosh. See it just becoming this amazing ball of wonderful, wonderful soothing light that nurtures and makes vibrant everything on the planet and in the atmosphere. Excellent. And now run it back around the world through your hands, filling your arms, moving through your chest, up through your neck and your head, and out into the great central sun. And now jump into your star tetrahy. Oops, close off the galactic healing center. Zip, zip. I like to kind of zip it down with this amazing, magical zipper-like thing. And then I jump into the star tetrahedron. So do you. Spin and spin and spin. Spin a little bit more. What do you feel when you spin? And now jump into the room, and I hope that you're going to call in. Deb is not available because she's tromping around the southern parts of this country in decent weather, I must say, with her whole family, and we're having a wonderful time. So if you'd like to call in with your questions or your statements or tell me what's going on in your world, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I work with a wonderful group, a coalescence of guides and angels, and we'd love to talk to you about energy and about where you're going in life and what's up with you in this great Yuletide time. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. So, let's see. What can we see in you right now? How do you feel about that whole financial thing? How do you feel about Occupy Wall Street? How do you feel about the various situations, the financial hassles of people who are doing a lot of innovative things, and I don't know, just what's going on in your world. I'm looking at some people here who are, let me see here. Funny, I'm seeing a woman, and she has a hugely, huge, hugely loving heart. And she wants to give and give, and she stands there. It's a little like pit lamping. She's almost dysfunctional. And I don't know why. I'm just asking her why. Because her heart is breaking, because apparently something about the lack of respect for... I'm getting something about healing. People in the healing mode. Well, I'm in the healing mode, too, but she... She's saying something about there's a lack of respect for healing and that kind of thing that used to be it was on the up. And she said in the fears of people, it seems like there's less and less respect for it and more of a fear of people losing. If you give something, then you're going to lose everything. And I'm watching her and going, it's just like somebody just shot a big hole in the whole center of her chest. She's feeling a huge grief about it. And I don't think that's quite true. I think not the reverse is true. I think that some of that is true with some groups of people. But I feel like there's a lot of people that are trying to pay it forward right now. Have you seen all those stories about how people are going into Kmart and paying off people's, some strangers, layaways, yeah, for Christmas presents. Thanks, Bob. They're paying off, I was going to say paying off people's debts, but it is kind of like that where they've ordered Christmas presents and so on for their children. There are some kinds of surprise donors who are going in and paying off that kind of debt. It's really wonderful. So I'm looking at this woman who's standing there. She looks like she's all radiant most of the time, but she just looks like she's pit-lamped because she's very disappointed. I want to say to her, you know, take a look at the grief and really feel the grief. Remember that grief is a transformational response. It's a multi-aspected it this way. It's because of grief, we often write the book, dance the dance, make the changes that we might have been avoiding. And I want to say to her that this is a time where she's going to be, if she doesn't do anything actively, just lets it happen, it's going to be a time where she goes into feeling even lower about things. And then suddenly, she's going to release. Remember we were talking about core belief issues? She's going to release some very deep beliefs and just start to do and give and do healing anyway. And her whole life is going to change. It's really funny. It's like we were talking about creating our reality as well. And if you've got core beliefs holding you back, like nobody cares about healers anymore, and I'm in the wrong situation, and nobody's going to support and love me and all of that, that isn't quite a core belief, but it comes from some core beliefs. And if she's going to drop deeply in because of the grief and get in touch with some of those feelings, there is what's coming up in her is a really deep, huge shift, actually. And she's going to bounce up, and she's going to start a project of some sort, and she's going to give and give and give. And she has a partner coming in at that point. This is a woman who's been on her own for quite a while. I bet you you're in your late 50s, probably. Maybe you're in your Saturn return. Who knows? But even as the team would say, Jackie's team would say, that's just a belief anyway, isn't it? But that's what it looks like to me. She's gone into a huge grief. And if you can hear me out there, realize this, that when you drop what you believe about how things are going, your grief is going to be like a slingshot. It's going to pull you way down, and then it's going to catapult you out to drop all your defenses and say, okay, here I come. I believe in helping. I believe in doing. And you're going to find yourself helping, doing, starting a kind of a little institute or an organization or some sort of thing. And you're going to be into a relationship. And your partner has a very similar belief structure. Now, that's really interesting about creating our reality, because this woman really would like to have a partnership. But it's so interesting to me because the partnership isn't really available till your frequencies change so much that you and he are going through a similar drive, you know? It's not there yet. It can't possibly be there yet, because if we're making the shift and you want to connect with a partner, he or she has to be able to resonate with you, don't they? And you're going to want to resonate at that higher end. So I'm very excited. So that makes me want to pick on him and say, what's he doing right now? Well, right now, you know what he is? He's defensive. He's holding back like mad. He's angry. He's furious at the way things have gone on the planet. And I find his field, this energy, you know, you and I are vibrational vehicles of light. And this fellow who's going to become the ideal partner for my phantom friend here, right now, it would be a horrible partner. He's tense, he's defensive, he's cryptic, he's cynical, and he's hurt. But the way he's showing his hurt is in kind of like slabs of energy controlling his own defense and protection. But what's happening with him is he kind of spins around, and he feels like, and this is going to be over the next month, maybe things are moving so fast these days, I don't know how long it's going to take. It may be a lot less time than I think. But he's going to start spinning inside of himself, and he's suddenly going to be in a state of surrender, and he's going to wake up a deeper level of himself. And then he's going to start, I think he rides bicycles a lot, but in any case, he's going to start making a nonprofit, a plan for a nonprofit to really help. You know, he's going to be going like this. I am so frustrated. I don't trust those systems at all. Okay, I'm going to start something new, and I'm going to help other people who don't trust those systems at all. And it's kind of interesting. I see him being kind of, his eyes get bright. And he starts doing this nonprofit, and then he and she meet, and they work really hard. It's almost like their souls are on ball bearings, and they have they're really going fast. And you know what's interesting about that? This is sort of indicative of the shift, isn't it? Not sort of, it really is. That as they get going, and haven't met yet, remember. We're talking in the future. But as they get together and they're getting these projects going, it's funny, they meet up with a lot of other people who are doing the same kind of thing. Not the identical project, but saying, well, if the system isn't working, I'm going to create a system. But in all these different cases, and that's maybe true for you and me as well, they have to be driven by, or the people who start these projects have to be people who have gone inside and really made some choices on what their, let's go back to Jackie's show, what their core beliefs are holding and how to release those so they can literally meet the change with a really personally self-creating attitude and belief and way down deep inside. So I see them meeting a whole lot of other people. And oh my gosh, they're all doing something. And that reminds me, as we see so many different corruptions going on and deceptions being revealed, I always, as an intuitive, see the same thing, which is little bright lights of change popping up all over the world. They're not things that we hear about on the news, are they? They're things that are maybe in people's minds and in their hearts. So how about some of you guys call in? Call in and talk to me. This is kind of a lot of language, you know. And what does it take to shift? What it takes is looking at yourself and looking at your dream and looking at your ability to unlimit yourself, to take apart the way you've limited yourself. Gee, in my family, we only do it this way. Gee, in my, I only have this kind of a degree, or I don't have a degree, or I'm not beautiful, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm not a good enough person, or I don't deserve it until I've da-da-da, that sort of thing. We need to get unlimited, and we need to realize that we can design the life that we want for ourselves and for other people and make an absolutely huge shift at this time on the planet. I think that energy is probably the most important thing for us to think about, because if you're trying to stabilize some of your creative visualizations, if you're trying to really hold those visions in a really powerful way, you really want to feel them, you want to feel the emotions in them in order for your vibrational vehicle itself to embody what resonances are required for you to attract those things, right? So when I think of energy, I think that, when I think of visualization, I think that learning about and understanding energy and etheric energy is so helpful, because it's like giving crayons to the fantasies of little children. You know, you've got something almost or quasi-physical, etherically physical, to work with to create and design what it is you want. So I'm looking at a woman out here who is, and she seems to have really terrible knee problems, actually. And for those of you who study the emotional rapport between body problems and your emotions or your belief structure and so on, you'll know right away, because the guides are showing me her knees really, especially I think the left knee is really a mess. And she wants to be unlimited, and she wants to be very, very possible. I see her feeling kind of, maybe a little angry, a little bit bitter, and kind of resigned and exhausted, you know, that feeling, oh yeah, I'm very limited, but I guess I can handle it. But it's not a joyful response. So I'm going to talk to you, darling, out there, my little friend who's got the very, very bad knee. And we're going to call in the guides again for another round here. We're going to ask to feel and see and know a golden light and a violet fire. Right. And you can use this on yourself if you like, but we're going to send it to our lady there, and we're going to ask that that golden light and the violet fire, we're seeing them in spirals, go up to the soles of this lady's feet and burn and burn and burn in her legs. You remember the lower part of the legs holds childhood pictures, right? And we're going to burn and burn all the way up, little, like a corkscrew, only it's a vibrational tool, going right up to the knees. Good. And it's just whirling, whirling, whirling all the way up through the knees and running through the knees and through the knees. That's it. And the guides are reaching in and they're pulling out some of this old stuff that's been in her knees. Remember, the knees hold fear and the legs are understanding. The knees also provide the ability to be flexible. But if there's a problem with your knees, it can be afraid and you can hold your knees tightly and you can't really be flexible because you can't control the flexibility, can you? There you go. So the guides are pulling energy out of her knees as if she's been stockpiling. Oh, I see. She's been stockpiling for years. A whole bunch of fears in there. Yeah. And you know what they're saying is that, and I want you all to ask yourself this. They're saying that with her, a lot of the fears come from she's not sure what to choose. She's not sure what she should be like. Now, she's a little older than some of you, and there, you know, certain times and social constructs and social history, those kinds of things are important. You have to look this way in order to be acceptable, and you certainly can't be gay, and father knows best, and all of these different things. So she's holding a lot of beliefs, and she's really afraid to move them out of her knees. See what I mean? So she can't be flexible. She can't hold herself up with, if you think about a willow tree blowing in the wind or something, or like a baby oak, you see it just flowing and moving, and the energy moves through the branches and moves through the trunk and moves out again. But if your knee it captures those feelings, then you just end up having a kind of a stiff attitude and a stiff approach. It's really hard. So what we're doing is sending the energy up through the legs again. We're going back to the feet, sending energy right up through the legs, and having it whirl round and round in the knee. And as we go round and round in her knees, her stomach gets funny. So we go round and round in the knees, move up through the thighs, right up through the thighs, and into the stomach. And then we're showing one more thing, which is that the guides are pulling some of the energy out through the top of her head. Because it's how she thinks as well. She doesn't realize that how she has held limitations in herself. This is a kind of a rebirth as well, because if she feels, and this is like the rest of you, if you feel the power of being able to pull those feelings out, then you do face a rebirth. You know, you might be 85 years old, but you can actually change how you feel about yourself on the planet. And that is a huge rebirth. So come on, you guys, call in. I'm going to chat the whole way through all by myself here. So when we're thinking about rebirth, I'm going, okay, so let's wrap her in light. Good. And just I want you to remind each other that as you're doing this, whether you're preparing for Christmas or just the holiday season or whatever, a lot of us are preparing gifts, and receptions for one another, celebrations and meals and so on. But one of the greatest gifts you can give each other, see how we were working with this lady's knee? You can be looking in your mind's eye at people that you think are maybe limiting or people that are annoying or people that you're frustrated with or people you want to get to know. And you can do a great deal with your own mind and your attitude, which is like, say you're focusing on, the family dinner. You're all having a family dinner, and Uncle Fred is usually drunk, and you know what I mean. Pick up some of the characters in your family, and then you see yourself looking at him, and feeling and seeing and knowing the vulnerability that's been in him. And the limitations that you can see in him. you keep doing that kind of thing until you start coming up with a kind of compassion for him. I've been involved with the Oneness Blessings group again. I did that for a while in the Bay Area some years ago. But now I'm really enjoying it. But one of the things they talk about, which is very Eastern and very Hindu and so on, is when you see something in people, or people are being really obnoxious, or people are being emotional and challenging, you just observe, right? Because we know that the perceiver has a huge amount of power in the world, how we look at things and how we perceive. And I really like to do this, is if I can perceive someone, just see them, and if I can feel in myself some compassion for, like, what if somebody's a jerk, right? What would make that person a jerk? And if I can get underneath and really feel how they've had either loss or they've had damage as a child, or, they've had some surprises in their life, or they've just got a lineage that's a little bit limited. If you can really perceive that, it really makes people feel stronger. You know, and this whole thing about just observe them, I think that's so, but if I can feel the compassion as well, then I really feel it has a huge impact on the world. What do you think? Do you find that you're having some, holiday gatherings where you're really questioning some of the people that you're going to have to be with? So I'm going to recommend this, is that you take a look at them, and you might do it in advance before you get there, and you say, I don't want to see Mary Lou, she drives me crazy. And then you see, just drop inside and have the empathy to see her, feel her, know her, just observe her, and just see if you don't get some answers about why she's, particularly coy or manipulative or very, very defensive. And really start feeling that. Because if you can do that for a while, then what happens is it wakes up that aspect of your heart that is maybe a little, not that it's hard and bitter, but we get impatient, don't we? And we have that aspect of our heart that goes, I just don't want to hang around with people like that because I'm getting really conscious now and I only want to be with conscious people, right? And it's, that part of our heart is not compassionate at all. So just to drop in there and see them and experience them and be compassionate, remembering how we haven't been particularly conscious at various phases of our life and in some ways still aren't, right? It makes a huge difference. You never know. The person could arrive being a lot different, maybe a little safer, a little less defensive. So I hope that some of you, I'm going to change the subject and start talking about my television, my radio shows. That was a Freudian slip, which I hope will make true soon. My show's coming up. I'm talking to Josephine Sellers. It's either going to be next week or the week after. Josephine Sellers has written a book called Parallel Realities, and it's a pretty interesting story about how she awakens as a medium. And as she's over in England, and as she awakens and starts getting visions and so on, she's got one of those uncanny stories where she'll have somebody that she's channeling will be coming through where she's channeling, and that being helps her move to a certain piece of property. And then she tracks the history of the cellular history of being on that property and having been there 400 years ago, or one of them is like 3,000 years earlier, and how she was associated with it. And being able to track some of the history that she's getting through her channel to actual records. You know, so she's actually able to track her whole cellular lineage and why she's, you know, we all can do a little bit of this, eh? But she's got quite a big job that she's doing where she's tracking her whole cellular lineage and finding out what the bigger picture is for her and how many different ways she's postured the Josephine Sellers on this planet. Woo! It's very interesting stuff, but it's called Parallel Realities. I haven't got to the part of this book where she's actually going in and out of parallel realities. But that's going to be a very exciting show, and it'll either be next week at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, or it'll be the week after at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. So I hope that you'll email me and let me know your feedback on some of the shows, Paradigm Shifters, how you feel about them, and suggestions for guests. And coming up, I think we're going to be replaying, probably next week I'll replay Jane Entwistle, my amazing stepdaughter, who's a wonderful improv artist and movie actor from L.A., and we did a wonderful interview where she talked a lot about the healing aspect of improv theater. So I'm thinking that that'll be a good thing to do for our Paradigm Shifters show while I'm in the middle of a family gathering, since she is family. And that'll be 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. Now, at 8 o'clock tonight, Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, once again, is featuring core issues, how to get in touch with your core beliefs and how to change those. Because, as you and I have already talked about, if we don't change some of our core beliefs, we cannot be unlimited. Because they're like amazing little, I think of them as nuts and bolts or tethers that keep us fascinated and fastened, not necessarily so fascinated, but fastened to the reality that we're trying to pull ourselves out of. Quite a job, isn't it, to discover some of your core issues or your core beliefs. But we're going to do more of that tonight. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying, thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Remember to really enjoy the festivities that are all, to me, about rebirth, whether it's the solstice, the Hanukkah. It's about light, eternal light. It's about starting all over again. It's about rebirthing ourselves. It's about Christmas, and it's about the new year. It's all about starting again, bringing out new aspects of ourselves. But remember, we're doing it for the whole collective, and it's a very important time of year for us to stay attuned to who we really are, and to celebrate the fact that we're birthing new aspects of ourselves. So again, email me if you have anything to say, or if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle.com, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. Let's take in a deep breath and breathe out our blessings to one another in our Radiance by Design community. Good night. Thank you for listening. See you at the top of the hour.